All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, we first heard about it potentially going down Sunday night, and it did come to fruition yesterday as the New York Yankees and Chicago Cubs agreed on a five-player deal, and the Cubs received relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman, and they sent four players back to the New York Yankees, one of them being former Yankees relief pitcher Adam Warren, as well as some top prospects in their system such as Billy McKinney and Gleyber Torres, and of course the dreaded player to be named later. But you look at the fact of what this does for the Cubs, and this puts them right back in the catbird seat as far as being the top team in the National League. And the reason why I say that, you look at this lineup already, and they have a ton of depth. You look at the likes of first baseman Anthony Rizzo, third baseman Chris Bryant, shortstop Addison Russell, second baseman Ben Zobrist. All of these guys were starters in the All-Star game earlier this month. And you also bring in the likes of Jason Hayward and Dexter Fowler out there in the outfield, and the Cubs can hit with anybody in the National League. You look at the starting pitching, and of course you have the reigning Cy Young Award winner leading the starting rotation in Jake Arrieta. Behind him, you have veterans such as John Lester and John Lackey, guys that know what it takes in October to win that coveted World Series championship. And the Cubs already had themselves a quality closer in Hector Rondon. And now what this does, you bring in Chapman, and now you push Rondon up until the eighth inning, and it just adds that much more depth to this Cubs bullpen. Not to forget that this was the same Cubs team that did acquire relief pitcher Mike Montgomery from the Seattle Mariners last week. So the Cubs, they are all in right now, and this is a credit to their president of baseball operations and Theo Epstein as far as what he is doing and his commitment to winning for this Cubs organization. Now, what the Cubs do get in Chapman is a very intimidating presence in the ninth inning. You look at a guy that tore it up in his first six MLB seasons as they were spent with the Cincinnati Reds. And in his six-year career with the Reds, Chapman had 146 saves. And this year he was traded, of course, to the New York Yankees. And everybody knew if the Yankees were out of contention, especially since Chapman is in the last year of his deal, he was not going to hang around in the Bronx that long. But this guy had 20 saves. He's shown that he can do it in the big market like he did in the Big Apple in New York City. And now he is bringing his talents to the Windy City. And what the Cubs are getting, plain and simple, it's the heat. We all know that Chapman can regularly clock 105 miles per hour on that radar gun with that blistering fastball of his. And he really is going to give them that intimidating factor that they need in the ninth inning. I tell you right now, the Cubs got off to a very blazing start in to begin this year. They cooled off a little bit, and bringing in a guy like Chapman not only lifts up the Cubs fans, but it lifts up that entire locker room, because everybody knows that this team is committed to winning. And I tell you right now, not saying that the Cubs are going to win the World Series here in 2016, but they are definitely going to be a tough out. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.